You're listening to the public affairs program, Frog Talk, a service of the KFrog stations.
My guest for this segment is NHRA funny car driver Jack Beckman. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for taking time to speak with me, Jack.
Always a pleasure chatting with the folks back home.
Jack, in fact, I understand that you just moved to Norco. Tell us about that. Why did you do that?
Well, to be honest, I wasn't even sure where it was on the map. I thought it was Arizona. I did it because my wife wanted to do it, and I'm a good husband.
Well, that's nice. You get to do your thing a lot, so you gave back to her then.
Well, you know, I was born and raised in the San Fernando Valley, and older house, smaller house, and we've got a 2.5-year-old now, so we were looking for something that had RV parking so we can stick our dragster trailer in the RV there. And it was a little bit closer to her mom's house, and I did get a big driveway, so I didn't entirely lose on that.
Good for you. Also, we are looking forward to seeing you race your Valvoline funny car at the Auto Club of Southern California NHRA Finals in Pomona, of course, coming up November 12th and 15th. Are you looking forward to that race?
Yeah, but first, if you guys hear that background noise, I'm out at Vegas right now at the Strip for the race this weekend, and we alternate bodies. This weekend is the male terminal services paint scheme on our car,
okay.
And MTS and Valvoline are both the primary sponsors, so we got to get through this weekend, and with where we're at in the points, we were third going into the last race, and the points are so tight, even though we qualified number one, we lost first round and we slipped to sixth. So this weekend, we need to do everything right and get back up at least into the top three going into Pomona so we have a shot at winning the championship.
Well, you'll have certainly all the folks in Norco and us back here in the Inland Empire rooting for you then this weekend. Tell us, I want to know, what's the fastest you've ever gone in your funny car?
Well, 333.66. We actually hold the world record in funny car. And it's interesting, that was done at Pomona at the finals. In 2006, it was only my fifth race in a fuel funny car. And after Scott Coletta's tragic accident in Englishtown 2 years ago, they shortened the pro categories, the top fuel and funny car race, to 1,000 foot. So right now, the fastest 1,000 foot is about 312. So I don't see anybody ever touching our record. Even if NHRA elects to let us go back to the quarter mile, they're going to do some things to slow the race cars down. So I'm pretty confident that that one's going to stand.
333.66. That is incredible. So
pretty much what I was thinking when I was on that run, Jeff.
Yeah, I bet everything was just a blur going by you on the sides, as it probably is about every run you make, though.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's the more runs that you make, things slow down. At 1,000 foot, we're running, our quickest is 4.04 to 1,000 foot. So it's 4 seconds from the time you stand on the throttle till you're lifting and deploying the parachutes. But it's amazing, after you've made a few hundred runs, how much that slows down in your mind and how much you can recall from the first 200 feet, then when the clutch starts locking up, then when the thing goes one-to-one at about 700 feet, and you can give that feedback back to the crew when you get back to the trailer, and then they can analyze that against the computer data. But it's cool. Things do tend to slow down in your mind.
Certainly best of luck to you, well, this weekend in Vegas, next weekend in Pomona. Also wanted to talk to you about your involvement with Racers Who Care. Tell us about what you do for Racers Who Care.
Yeah, sure. By the way, next weekend we're off. We got two weekends between here and Pomona. So
you're right.
Don't show up at Pomona and blame Jeff if he gave you the wrong date. But
Thank you.
The Racers Who Care, it's a cool organization. They contacted me on the internet, and I'm a cancer survivor. I'm a former U.S. military service person, and I was an instructor for 11 years at the Frank Holley School, which I still do on a part-time basis. So I'm used to speaking in public, and I have a story that's fairly interesting to some people. And I know what it's like to be sick. So, like, when I'm out here at Vegas, I go visit the base hospital twice a year. I spend some time at the squadron. I want to thank the people who serve the country, and I want to tell the people that are sick that there's hope for this. And then the message that Racers Who Care wants to get across is to the school-age young adults and children. I go to a lot of Boys and Girls Clubs. I've gone to elementary, middle, and high schools, and we just give them opportunities to listen to good advice. You know, things like don't take drugs, associate with the right people, map out a plan for yourself for your future, take your education seriously. It's just good common sense advice, but sometimes hearing it from somebody other than your parent makes it sink in a little bit deeper.
I guess kids would hear that stuff from their parents all the time, and it just kind of gets old or something. Hearing it from a known celebrity like yourself, do you maybe see it sink in their heads, like some nods of agreement as you're saying things among the crowd?
Yeah. I mean, I'm no smarter than their parents. I don't know these kids as well as their parents to offer the advice, but it's amazing. A lot of times when you're so close to somebody, you don't value their opinion as much because you get it all the time. And sometimes having somebody that's, I don't want to use the term celebrity for me. I'm a lucky guy that gets to drive a fast car. But I think a lot of kids, it's that wow factor. Here's a guy that drives an 8,000 horsepower car and he goes 300 miles an hour. So I think that piques their interest enough that they're willing to listen to you talk to them for 45 minutes about important things. Sometimes their teachers are with them so long and so often throughout the year that it loses that uniqueness and they don't get the message quite as emphatically from them.
Are you able to impress upon them that these tips for living a good and successful life are what helped you to get where you are in your career?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to give them the cookie cutter out of the book deal. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, Jeff. I've screwed up a whole lot of things. And sometimes you need to burn your finger to realize it's not a good idea to touch the finger. So I don't give them any crap. I tell them the story. You know, I'm a high school dropout. And I told them that at 16, I thought I was going to rule the world and school was just getting in my way. And what I realize now in retrospect is I thought I was doing something to accelerate my life a year and a half. The reality is it probably cost me 2 or 3 years because I eventually had to go back and get that education and get that GED. And I pulled myself up and I turned out okay. But a lot of times you can learn well from other people's mistakes without having to go out and make them yourself.
That's a great point, definitely. I know you're going to be speaking to some of the students at Norco High School, which is now where you live, after the NHRA finals in Pomona, November 12th through the 15th. You're pretty much going to give them the same message. Maybe it'll stick a little more, knowing that you're now living in their neighborhood.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, too, I talk to kids to young adults. The age group, depending on the venue that I'm going to, ranges from 5 to 21. So the message is different. But like a 5-year-old doesn't want to hear stay off drugs, go to college. They want to put on my helmet and wear my fire gloves there. But sometimes you can give them a little bit of good advice that'll sink in. But, you know, you take a 15 or a 16-year-old, here's a young adult that's got a lot of serious decisions to make in the next few years that are going to have a big impact on their near and far-term future plans. So those you give them a little bit more tailored advice. Now, when we talk to the 19-year-old people that are in vocational schools, they've already kind of taken the few first steps on their career path. They just need a little bit of guidance and some good info on things like searching for jobs, how to do resumes, things like that. So the message is always tailored to each specific group.
Well, hopefully our listeners are catching on to some of these tips here for free. They don't have to, or, you know, you give your stuff for free anyway, your advice, but they don't have to come and see you in person. Hopefully we're reaching a big audience today, and some of our listeners will, younger listeners will take your words of advice to heart as well. So Jack, I want to thank you for coming on and not only sharing your advice for success with young people to us, but for when you do that wherever you travel across the country. I know you've got a busy schedule.
Yeah, I don't know what it sounds like in the background to you guys, but that's like 800 horsepower at a time rolling by here. It's a pretty cool living I make here hanging out at the dragster, but I'm looking forward to coming out and talking and doing more of the Racers Who Care seminars there, and thank your listeners very much, and hopefully a bunch of them can come out to Pomona.
We'll have them look for you then. So what wrap are you going to have paint job on your funny car in Pomona?
You really put me on the spot on this one. I know we're switching one of these races as Mail Terminal Services, one is Valvoline, but both paint schemes have both sponsors on them. So
okay.
They just look for the big Valvoline trailer. That's us.
Jack, thanks again for talking with me.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you, guys.
You bet. You stay safe on the drag strip there. My guest has been NHRA funny car driver Jack Beckman, world record holder. And I'm Jeff Davis, news director of the KFrog stations. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Frog Talk, a public service of the KFrog stations.